This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have our very own guest, Peggy Wagwachili, known as Zungamla. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I'm very, very good, Sisi.
Unjani, how is life?
Oh, Njengo Shelly.
Well, big up to you guys. Well, tell us who is Peggy Chili and why Ngamla?
Peggy Chili, mfana sefoleni, odumenge likaNgamla, owenza music, a fashion designer on a brand kuthi PTPT. So I'm trying to make something in your life. So kwazi wathi uNgamla nje, hey. So good. It's like then come back on the following. There was this company called ZG, so it was owned by Umlungu called Divet. So abantu abadala, they called me that name. So I didn't like it at that time. But ngakhula at church, khona umunye wakuthi uChonxo, he called me ukuthi hey, esontweni sinenhlanhla sinomlungu esontweni. So I started from there, ngalithanda ukuthi umlungu. Then abafethu bengibiza ngoNgamla, ne. Then I started getting interested in learning, like uNgamla mkhumbulo usibusiso
generation.
Then I saw a superstar. I saw myself as a superstar,
like,
as well.
Here's the next superstar.
Then I took this name. Then I use it as an artist name, yeah, my stage name.
Tell us, take us through your music journey. What made you realize that you're actually a musician? From the background, you're sekhaya mhlamba ukhule kanjani, and you read kahle kahle mina ngathi ngiyaqinile.
Hey, actually into yasekhaya music.
Ah, that's okay.
Yeah, yasekhaya, cause me ngixoxela uma he went to ama hotel a Queen, besahlala eMkhumbane ecula noMahlathini. So waphuma ke baqhubeka bona, and I had my elder brother also Shona uVusi Bachili. May his soul rest in peace.
May his soul rest in perfect.
He was a very, very talented guy, and I had a hope ukuthi I can live even peshe yangaye. So it took me from Sunday school esontweni. He composed that song ukuthi alidwe yimina. Then I was a soprano singer.
That is so cute.
At that time, so I was very, very much motivated by him. And in Akubega and Abafetu, Ayanda Shange from Joy Celebration School, and I group up to Abatanda, Akua and Abanya Abafetu got to tour ETF Touch and Pumakbon and Sambin Demanding Abusa KP Project, a receiver of Nandina Nabalalin.
All right, so your family have the same music that you were singing right now, or you guys are singing, or were singing a different music from what you were singing right now?
Actually, I took it from church, ne? So it was always gospel, even at home is gospel. So inside of me, I had this thing, Afro pop, like oh Babu Chabukani, like, they were motivating me. So I had Leon Tori
in my Tom's music, the Afro pop music, exactly, that always makes sense, exactly. Even now
it's delivering a message.
It does.
I know that so I'm a musician, I'm a messenger. Mm-hmm. So they have to deliver a message to a public. So we don't have that thing. It's cutting someone say I understand what the message it's in. So I decided to sing a backlap. Lengzo was to deliver a con abante message.
Oh, music. Wow. What are the challenges that you have experienced throughout your music journey?
Music, akufanele uzele ngokuthi mhlambe uyazi. Music need time, music need money, ne support kubantu abaseceleni, cause angeze ukwazi ukwenza yonke into uwedwa uyimele. Yabo. So it supports kakhulu. Nokuthola ke ama gig, sekusetshenzwa ngabantu abadumile gaming, but not we have good music, but i recognition kakhulu. Recognize as abantu abasa
akhulayo, growing in the music industry.
Yeah, like event organizers, they don't take notice from us, but they know that we have good music, and even they put us on a platform. It called drink 100 rand make your performer. I'm gonna bring a bread, a car, cause music I'm winning them.
I have to pay
for a studio, everything.
You also have to pay bills. You have to also put food on top of the table. Your family, but now you jeopardize because of they are not expecting anything from you,
or rather
they not give you anything because of they feel like you are still growing in the music industry and you need them, but they don't need you.
But we need a platform from them.
Definitely, you do need a platform, but they also need you to actually make the platform work.
Exactly.
All right. As what is the most profound moment of your life? where you got onto a stage and you were like, yeah, this is happening. I am a musician, an Afropop musician. What is the most defining moment of your life?
I was sharing this stage with Uvuyo Mgwena. May soul rest in peace, again. Hey, that moment, hey, it was out of this world for me, because it was so good. No, even no man sakula go music, because in the long man, I saw a potential in me, and he said, carry on, boy, even no man at Swagunzi man, and
don't stop doing
what
you're
doing. Yeah, I know you can make it, because you've got what it takes. So, from Uktola Mazubanta Banjangala, I bumped to young as moral Gakunga bond. No, there's something I can do with this talent I have.
Worst moment of your life? Tell us about it.
Sasenze event kwafika abantu abawu 3. Bathi ke ngaperforma kunjalo, cause labo bantu abawu 3 babeze kumina bezobukela mina. But I never get break up of that. Cause vele sifunda ngamaphutha, kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe iphutha lale kumina ngipromotha ngendlela, but engiyangishaya.
Or that there were a list of people that you expected. There were only 3 people that you had to perform for.
Yes.
And you performed.
I performed like...
You continued as if like there were 100 people.
Like there were 10,000 people.
Wow, that is actually absolutely amazing. I love that, because you had to do it anyway.
Yes, that is my
overcoming the challenges that you have been through has been astounding, right? Mm. So what is the moment where you said that you got into a stage and there was glitches that you went through and you couldn't deal with it? You had to leave the stage.
I'm a humble guy.
But you continued anyway.
I'm a humble guy. I just think before I take an action, even I get hurt. But on music, when I'm on stage, I'm there to perform. I'm there to do my job.
And you have to do what you're supposed
to do. I have to do it, exactly.
Wow. Right. For the people that want to follow you on the journey that you've taken, what do you say to them?
You have to be patient, work hard, and be smart. Make sure abantu abadlanga ku music, because people are stealing music. Make sure you're working with right people. Make sure you put your music on the right channels so that you will make money at the end of the day.
Before we take your social media platform handles, take us through your song. What is the song? What inspired you to write the song? And what is the song all about?
I've got Ingoma Ektua Izabalaza. That song is talking about impilo. Ukuthi noma ngathi izinto zinzima kangakanani, noma ngathi uhluphe kangakanani, but you have to know ukuthi one day uzophumelela. Unkulunkulu akudalelanga ukuthi uhlupheke.
Oh, so the meaning of the song is that zabalaza panda, do it more and more, push it, do not stop.
Yes, yes. Actually, the inspiration of the song is in a song.
Ah, yes. Love that.
Yes,
love that.
I don't even have to introduce the song to
to
tell you, to tell you about inspiration of it. If you listen to the song, you get the inspiration.
If you sing it, you will hear it.
Oh, you can sing along as well.
All right, let's get your social media platforms. People want to follow you on socials.
It's on Facebook. It's D-E-E Beki Chili Gema. And on Instagram, it's Ngamla 77. Can I leave my WhatsApp number? It's 064-314-5309.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.